The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 22. Poisonous reptiles, when brought here, immediately die, and the poison loses its force.
I do not think it remarkable that the country should not have these reptiles, just as it has not got certain fish, birds, and wild beasts. It is a natural deficiency. This is not the issue to which we must direct our curiosity. Rather, we must ask ourselves, what do we think of the reports which say that any poisonous creature, snake or otherwise, once brought onto land will perish immediately, and do so showing symptoms of horror and discomfort? Take, for example, the case of the exotic animal smuggler, who strapped 12 sedated, venomous snakes to her legs. She was travelling under the guise of emissary to the Benedictine Order of Clanrickard, and her life ended painfully of a heart attack somewhere over the Irish Sea. Paramedics said that her legs were scorched in lines running along the place where the snakes were touching her body. Our condolences. Is it some spell, or something to do with air pressure? We cannot be certain. But the island is free of the poisonous animal, and it seems it always will remain so. The spell, as an aside, is something which has recently gone much out of fashion, owing to a very dominant and hierarchical commitment to medical advice. However, it has a long and colourful history on the island, and historians have said, and I would agree with them, that spells and magic have affected Irish history more than in other places. A fact that the ecologist and the purveyors of practical wisdom would be well advised not to forget.
You have been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.